Right now, we turn our attention to Bruce McClary from NFCC. Bruce, welcome to Home and Family Finance. Nice to have you here.
Thanks, Paul. It's great to be here, especially on a hot day.
Oh, yeah. I'd say we were in the middle of summer, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would say so. That's got a lot of people thinking about traveling and getting away and doing something relaxing.
Well, fun in the sun can be great, but, you know, if at the end of that fun you realize that you've overspent, you've done the wrong thing, then it takes away from that. So I know there are some tips that you want to share with us, beginning with, I think, impulsive travel. Oh, nobody's guilty of that now, are they, Bruce?
Well, yeah, that's one of, you know, we talk about some of the bigger money wasters when it comes to summer vacation, and travel can be an area where you can either save a whole lot of money or you can waste just as much if you don't make the right decisions. And when you're traveling at the spur of the moment, you may be missing some opportunities to save, and planning ahead always gives you time to find the best deals. And, you know, it in terms of when to find the best deals, most travel sites, if you go online, you go book your travel online, the sales run Monday through Wednesday. So if you arrive at Friday and you think, oh, I'm just going to go ahead and book a quick hotel down at the beach, you could be paying double, even triple what some other people might have been paying when they booked ahead. So you have to be careful when you're traveling at the last minute. So you don't waste so much money.
Absolutely. You're going to get really financially hosed if you wait until the last minute to book a flight. I don't care, you know, what time of the year it is, unless there's a special going on. They're going to take more of your money, and if you plan ahead, you don't have to worry about that.
Oh, yeah. The rates go up exponentially the closer you get to your travel date if there's no special sale involved. And what they're really counting on are the business travelers who basically have no choice. And they're going to expense it, and their company's going to pay. So they'll pay whatever they need to get out to a certain destination. But you have to be careful. Plan ahead, weeks ahead. Ideally, about a month ahead is good if you really want to get the best bargain, so you can target that Monday through Wednesday window.
Do most of us book online today?
Yes, most people book flights online, hotels online. A lot of people are using these comparison websites. And where I caution people is don't just stick with one comparison website. Actually shop around among multiple sites that compare different deals to see if there's something, a sale or something that you can get. And don't hesitate to go straight to the airline or straight to the hotel to see if they're offering a special deal that might not be available on the comparison sites.
Okay, so I can book directly to the airline or car dealership. Or a rental car company, if I so choose. I mean, I'm not beholden to these package deals or these sites, right?
Right. And also, don't forget to use some perks that might get you a little bit of extra savings. For example, if you're a member of an automobile club like AAA or AARP or something like that, go ahead and use that information to see if you can get a little bit of an extra discount beyond what they're offering on the sale.
Okay, my guest is Bruce McClary. We're talking to him about how you can save money this summer. I mean, even if you wait to the last minute, there are ways that you can kind of do some comparative shopping to get the best deal possible. And that's what the National Foundation for Credit Counseling is all about. When we come back, we'll talk about another point that he brings up. Two points: no spending plan and extra baggage. Things you got to look out for. This is Home and Family Finance. I am your host, Paul Berry, and we thank you for joining us here on the Radio America Network. And we're talking with Bruce McClary, who is the Executive Vice President for Communication for the National Foundation for Credit Counseling, and they're offering ways to avoid, those summer budget busters. In other words, taking the bummer out of summer, Bruce. What provokes you here? What's the NFCC's reason for doing this?
Well, the NFCC is a nonprofit organization founded in 1951, offering credit and housing counseling and budget counseling throughout the country. We've got 77 member agencies in nearly 600 locations in all 50 states. But there's a lot of great information online, nfcc.org. That's nfcc.org. Anybody looking to find information about budgeting or savings or connect with a local counselor that they can talk to, a lot of great resources there. So I encourage people to do that.
Great. Okay. And the worst thing you can do is have no spending plan. I can do this. I can budget myself as we go along, Brooks. I don't need a God, that's a mistake.
Yeah, that's a huge mistake. And, you know, there are so many things that we can point to show that people aren't saving enough just for emergencies and retirement. But then you throw vacation into the mix. And a lot of people get to the summer and they think, well, I'll just put it on the credit card and charge my way through it. And then as long as the payments, I make minimum payments afterwards, fine, I'll be able to pay it off sometime. Well, that's a big mistake. So the thing to get around that is to think about next year's vacation a year ahead of time at least.
Okay.
And start saving throughout the year for the big vacation, and then factor all the costs, not just the hotel, not just the flight to get there, but everything you think you're going to spend on, food, entertainment, all of those things, and then portion that out so you can put aside just enough each month to get to that goal.
I know you have calculators there on the site that people can use to kind of get all that information, right?
Yeah, there are great calculators. They're free to use, travel budget calculators, savings calculators at nfcc.org. And I encourage people to use those to calculate exactly how much they can fit into their budget. But all of that planning is great. But then when you get to the airport and the TSA starts chucking your stuff in a waste bin, it doesn't exactly matter how much you saved. So the other part of this is just making sure you're saving money and making sure you get the most out of your trip through the airport. And you want to limit the size and quantity of your bags to avoid those baggage fees. But you also want to be careful what you're packing in your carry-on, because the TSA will, anything that you're not supposed to bring through the checkpoint, they're just going to chuck it in a waste bin. You're never going to see that again. And hey, people have had some pretty expensive items.
Oh, let me tell you something. I forgot and put my hair, the type that we use, $43. Hadn't been used once, $43. And the lady says, look, I'm sorry. You know, she says, here what you can do. You can go back through that hour line to get to us and send it to yourself, or we toss it. It hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts. So, folks, you got to plan. Extra baggage, you know, the problem with it is that you're between a rock and a hard place, Bruce. If you pack a bag, you pay for it. If you carry a bag, you got to pay for it, unless you're flying a no baggage charge airline, which, by the way, is a savings too, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So you want to look for those airlines that allow you that extra bag or a little bit larger bag. But with the key to getting around the TSA checkpoint without getting things thrown out is to visit the TSA website. And they have a list of what you can and can't carry. But a lot of times you are just stuck between a rock and a hard place with those charges. And you're either going to end up buying things at your destination that you couldn't pack in your bag, or you're going to end up paying a baggage fee to get some of those items through in a larger suitcase. So you just have to be very, very careful about how you plan that. But you can take some food items through security. And you want to be look at what you can carry through, because that keeps you from having to buy expensive food in the terminal. And, you know, they're charging as much as $5 for a bottle of water at some of these stores at the airport, which is skyway robbery, if you ask me.
Skyway. But you're right. I mean, it's just ridiculous, because all of a sudden you go through that process and you found out that you spent 20 or 30 or 40 bucks. Or you lost it that you didn't mean to lose. And that's money that you can't spend at your destination. That's coming out of your budget.
Right, right. So you want to plan carefully. And I think that goes without saying. But before you go through the airport, you can pack some dry food in your suitcase. Take an empty water bottle and then fill it up at the water fountains in the airport so you can save $5 right there. And then just be careful about the things that you're putting in your suitcase on the way to the airport so that you don't have them toss out some of those expensive items.
Yeah.
Have to buy those at your destination, where they can be even more expensive than what you paid for when you bought them at the store in your neighborhood.
Listen, the thing is, and what Bruce is saying is, the best thing to do is to plan out your vacation. But if you haven't planned it and you're gonna, it's kind of a spur of the moment, still plan it. Take your time and figure out how you can save money and not overspend, because dollars are not expandable. A dollar is worth a dollar, and if you lose it, you lose the dollar. So it's such good advice. And can they tell me again where they can come to get more information from you guys?
Yeah, they can visit the NFCC at nfcc.org. That's National Foundation for Credit Counseling, at nfcc.org. Free calculators, lots of good budget tips, plenty of tools to help you save a little bit extra on your vacation or whatever you're planning for.
Hey, Bruce, have a great day, and thank you so much for spending a part of it with us.
Thanks, Paul.
Okay, coming up next, we're going to talk with Nicholas Wyman about me and our kids. Stay with us.